Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Harding Ministries as we come your way today proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today and inviting you to call a friend and invite your friend to tune into the program on the radio station that you're listening to, as we're about to join my father, Brother Hardy, for a very powerful and endearing message entitled, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ. Do you realize that the greatest ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ is going on right now in the heavenlies, where he sits on the right hand of our Father as our eternal high priest? I'll be back at the close of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this powerful message, The Eternal Priesthood of Christ.
And there, God tore up the IOUs, threw them away, and gave Jesus the commitment of eternal life for everyone that will come to God by him. You know, when God really opened up my eyes, that Jesus is the eternal high priest. Remember, he said, I swear that thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, an eternal priesthood. Because under the old Levitical priesthood, when the high priest died, then his next one in line would take it. But Melchizedek was made a type of the Son of God, because there is no record in the Bible of his birth nor his death. But he was made like the Son of God. He abides forever. Therefore, no one takes his priesthood over, because he's there to minister it. And Jesus is that eternal priesthood, because he cannot die no more. He never relinquishes that priesthood. The Bible, he said that we ought to come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Said that he is able to save to the uttermost all that comes to God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercessions. The Lord is alive forevermore, and forevermore he is the saints' high priest. I want you to get the word. Evermore, forever. Thou art a priest forever. You see, when Jesus became man, he underwent a change. The Word of God laid aside his right of equality with the Father. Before he became Jesus, the Son of God, you see, he wasn't always the Son of God. Before he became the Son of God, he only became the Son of God in his humanity. The Son of Mary and the Son of the Father in his humanity. But before he took on humanity so that he could understand us, to walk where we have to walk, to sit and lie where we have to sit and lie, to experience the same experiences in the same habitat of humanity that we have to be a high priest, he was the eternal Word of God. And as John said in the Gospel of John, the first chapter and the first verse, in the beginning was the Word. But that's not a good enough translation, because our just plain past tense cannot interpret the Greek verb, which is adorable past, which means continuous time in eternity. In other words, it could have been translated, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning, the Word had already existed. There was never a time that he didn't exist. The Word had always existed, and the Word had always existed with the Father, and the Word always existed in the same form or the essence of the Father. The Word was deity. He always was deity, and he always will be deity. But in order to save man, he had to lay aside his outward expression of deity and put on humanity. And Paul records this in the second chapter of the book of Philippians. And he said, let this mind be in you. About the fourth verse. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus the Lord, who being in the form of God. Now, our English word form, when we think of form, we usually think of shape. But the Greek word morphe does not mean shape. It means the essential essence. It means the essential nature. In other words, who being in the essence of God, or in other words, who was deity, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. You see, the Word of God didn't think it was a robbery to be equal with God, because you see, he was deity. And I don't think it's robbery for me to be equal with any man. I'm a man. I might be a short man, but I'm a man. And it's not a big deal with me to be in a man. It wasn't a big deal with the Word of God, with being God. That's what he was. And that's who he is. How many say amen? But he laid aside that form of deity, and he put on the form of a servant. He was going to be God's sent one. He was going to be God's prophet. He was going to be God's lamb. And he was going to be God's high priest. Hallelujah. And he put on the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of a man. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the death, even the death of the cross. That's his earthly walk. He came to be the servant of God. He came to be the sent one with healing in his wings. He came to be the prophet to announce the good news. He came to be the lamb that would take away and remove the sins of the world. Hey, sinner, hey, backslider, hey, world, Jesus has removed the sin and paid the price. All you have to do is come and receive him and reap the benefits. Hallelujah. You see, a form is something you never, never lose. He was in the essence of God, and God cannot lose his essence or he wouldn't be God. Even though he was in man, he did not lose any of his deity. Instead of losing anything, he added something. He added humanity. And he became that unique one, the only begotten, that should have been the only one of his genesis. No other one like him. He was God and man, the mediator. And in the man, the Lord Jesus Christ, God met. And being a mediator and the qualifications to be a go-between, you have to understand both parties that you represent. Therefore, there was no mortal man, no son of Adam, that could have been a mediator between God and man, because he didn't understand God's part. And there was no God that could understand man, because God didn't understand man's part. Somebody said, I thought God was omnipotent and knew everything. God doesn't know how to be tempted. You can't tempt God. James 1:13 says God cannot be tempted to do sin. You cannot tempt deity. God could not be tempted. Therefore, God did not understand his fallen creature that could be tempted. And in order for God to understand his fallen creature, then he had to put on humanity and become like that fallen creature. And the Word of God that was always was and was deity said, I will condescend down, and I will lay aside my outward shining of God, my recognition of deity, and I will take on the recognition of humanity, and I will become man. I will add humanity unto my deity, and I will be human, and I will be deity in one person, and therefore I will be able to understand God in his part in this mediation, and I'll be able to understand man and his part. And that's why there can only be one mediator between God and man, the Lord Jesus Christ. No priest can mediate you. Mary can't mediate you. Contrary to that false teaching, she's just a mere woman. She was not God. She was born of earthly parents. She did not have a heavenly parent. Only Jesus had an earthly parent and a heavenly parent. Only Jesus could be human and divine, and only Jesus could understand both sides. Therefore, only Jesus could be the mediator and the high priest. Qualification of a high priest, he had to be one of the same kind, so he could be touched with the feelings of their infirmities, so that he could sigh and cry. And Jesus took on humanity. Oh, the depths of the love of God. It's past finding out. It still blows my mind that he that was deity from eternity past and forever and ever would become a man and sit where we have to sit, walk where we have to walk, lie where we have to lie. In other words, be tempted in all points like as we. Thank God the Son of God did it. Hallelujah. Oh, give him a clap offering for that. And the Word of God that was forever and ever in the past and is forever and ever in the future stepped into history, laid aside his outward form of majesty, and robed his deity with humanity, till Paul said that in him dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. The thing is, in the second chapter of Colossians, stepped out of his God form, stepped into a human form, but all of the essence of his deity was there. He could never cease to be God.
Amen. What a powerful message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the eternal priesthood of Christ. You know, at Christmas we celebrate him as the babe of Bethlehem, the Son of God. And at Easter we celebrate him as the Lamb of God who hung upon the cross, our Savior who took away our sins. But you know, after he arose from the dead, he took on his present and eternal role as our faithful, able, merciful high priest, because there is only one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Jesus laid aside his deity to become a human, and the lowest of all, he took on himself the role as a servant, that he took our sins and bare our iniquities, dying on the cross, obeying his Father. But then when he entered into the holy place and put his blood upon that mercy seat, he became our faithful eternal high priest, whoever lives to make intercession for us. And because he took on the nature of man, he can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. He was tempted in every point, like as we are tempted, but without sin. And that's why we can run to him in our time of need and make our petitions known, because he's able to understand what we're going through. What a beautiful thing to know. What a comfort to know that Jesus ever lives as our eternal high priest. You will never think of Jesus in the same way once you have really gotten this message in your spirit. And it is available in its entirety on one CD or audio tape for your love gift to the radio ministry of at least $10. Please ask for offer number 164 CD if you want it on CD, or 164T if you want it on audio tape, and send your request for this powerful message, the Eternal Priesthood of Christ, to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Be sure to ask for offer number 164 CD or 164T with your love gift of at least $10 to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.